today on Raising Your Paws, how to teach your begging dog to stop. Then, the story of a pet food company with a cause, helping children and their families battle cancer. Plus, what to do if your cats act like they hate your new partner. Welcome. This is Raising Your Paws. Easy tips and practical solutions for caring for the four-legged members of your family. Presented by Nutrisource Pet Foods, a family like no other. I'm your host, Susan Frank. I'm so glad you're listening today. This is episode 51. If you ever have any questions you'd like to ask me about your pets, feel free to write me at susan@raisingyourpaws.com. Regarding this episode, the first three people who write will win a large bag of Nutrisource dog food. And the first three cat people who write me will win a large bag of Nutrisource cat food. Good luck. I look forward to hearing from you. Does your dog annoy you when it begs for one more treat? Or pushes your hand so that you continue petting its back? Or bark at you to throw the ball just one more time? Do you find yourself saying or thinking, enough already? Then teach your dog the word enough, which will mean they are to stop doing whatever rather demanding behavior they are doing and leave you be. This is the technique that Patricia McConnell, a leading animal behaviorist, dog trainer, and author, uses, and she writes that it's easy to teach and a wonderful way to let your dog know that as much as you love her, it's still your life. Does this sound familiar? After spending 10 minutes rubbing your dog's neck while sitting on the couch, you stop to check your email and respond. But your dog doesn't want you to stop, so they push their muzzle under your hand to get you to keep going. And your dog uses this nudging behavior often. If so, it's time to teach them this new cue. Anytime your dog is behaving rather rude and pushy with you, say the word, enough, using a low, quiet voice. Then pat the dog briskly on the head 2 times. The desired response from your dog is that they will move away from you, thereby leaving you alone. Now, the first number of times you do this, your dog will probably ignore you. So then stand up and, walking forward towards your dog, walk them away backwards from the chair or couch you are sitting in and back them up a few feet. You are going to be using your body to block them away from you. Then cross your arms across your chest and turn your head to the side, looking away from your dog as you sit back down in your chair. If the dog comes right back as you sit down, pat pat her on the head again and body block her away a second time. When she returns, make sure to look away to the side so that you don't make eye contact. Turning your head away is communicating that the interaction is over, and many dogs appear to understand this signal. And then they will leave. The reason you don't want to continue looking into your dog's eyes is, even though you are using words that will be the cue that tells them to go away, as long as you stare at them, your dog will stare right back at you, thinking you are trying to visually communicate something important, and he's trying to figure out what it is by looking at your face. What about those two little pats on the head? This is an important part of this signal. But first, I want to talk about patting dogs on the head, which as humans tend to do. You've probably done it. I know I have. We are quick to pat dogs' heads, either in affection or wanting to praise the dog. Good doggy. Right on top of their head. Unfortunately, children watching us have gotten the idea that this is the way to meet a new dog. To reach over its head and tap them on their heads? Dogs don't really like this. If you start watching how most dogs react to this, you are going to notice that many of them move their heads away or squint up their eyes when this happens. Rosie, my Sheltie German Shepherd mix, is not an aggressive dog, and she really likes children, and she's tolerant. But every time a little kid tries to get to her head, she will either tip her head back to avoid the contact or completely walk away from the child. Please teach children to initially touch the dog on his chest if the dog wants to meet, not the head. Getting back to why you're patting them on their head when you're teaching enough, it's not that patting on the head is an aggressive or threatening move, but it is mildly aversive to the dog. It kind of putting off. So dogs tend to naturally want to leave when being slapped on the head, which is exactly what you want when you've had enough of your dog's pestering. There is a caution, though. This technique is for you to do, the dog's owner, and to use this with your own friendly dog. I am not suggesting in any way that you do this or teach this to dogs you don't know or ones that are known to be aggressive or afraid of people. Reaching your hand over a dog's head can be very scary for shy dogs, and this has led to bites. When you do want to offer affection or praise, then go ahead and touch your dog's head if they like it, but use gentle, longer, massage-like strokes, which are very different than the bat, bat, bat on top of the head. Rosie loves it when I lovingly stroke her head and ears. It's good, of course, to give your dog attention, but there is a time for your dog to take a break and give you one as well. The goal of teaching enough is to stop rude and pushy behavior, like the dog relentlessly demanding that you pet it now. Another reason to teach this cue is when you give in to your dog, thinking, okay, I'll throw the ball just one more time, or I'll keep petting her after she's shoved her muzzle under your arm to get her to stop annoying me. This behavior just gets reinforced. Your dog learns that jabbing at you or pestering you works. So, to summarize, if your enthusiastic, lovable, happy dog is standing in front of you, barking at you to give it another and another treat, say enough. In that low voice, give him a few light taps on the head, and if he doesn't get the idea and move off, follow it up with a few steps forward so he backs away from you, turning your head away as you do so. Patricia McConnell swears it works better than anything else she has ever tried.